This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Stay-at-home safety restrictions are still in place in Illinois as the state and the nation battles the COVID-19 virus. And the current executive order says public gatherings of more than 10 people are prohibited. And as you might expect, this has put a major crimp on public fundraisers like fish fries and picnics, which are two big ways that many volunteer fire departments bring in money.
We may be in better shape than most. We do pretty well with our fundraisers.
That's Ray Hunter, firefighter and first responder with the Campbell Hill Volunteer Fire Department. He ends his sentence, though, with...
But we've already had to cancel our annual meeting. We've already had to cancel our fish fry, which is one of our three big fundraisers. Now we're trying to decide if we're going to need to cancel our picnic.
The Campbell Hill picnic or the Ava picnic? Or the Ava homecoming?
The Campbell Hill picnic. If I understand correctly, the Ava picnic's already been canceled.
Gotcha. A lot of your money comes from these events, chicken dinners and whatnot, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Really, well, the only large sum that comes from outside of that, we do assess an annual dues. That's $50 a year. And, you know, I mean, the thing is, don't get me wrong, it's not like if you don't pay it, we don't come. We do come.
Sure.
But a bill will come afterwards.
Your volunteer fire department, you are not a legal taxing body. You do not get property taxes?
That is correct. A lot of the departments in this area will get some funding from the town that they serve, but they're also serving their surrounding area, so there's additional expenses that kind of go with that.
Sure. And you said that, of course, many fire departments, most of whom are not directly supported by tax money. Could you go ahead and elaborate again on that phrase, not directly supported by tax money? Do you get a grant every now and then, or...?
Every now and again, yeah, they were pretty thin there for a couple of years, but we're in the running for a small equipment grant now to replace some old bunker gear and other equipment that we need to cycle through.
And specialized firefighting equipment is costly. I would imagine those big, beautiful fire engines and everything, well, just like anything that is mechanical and moves, it needs regular maintenance and breaks down. So do you, for example, a big fire truck, which may be six figures, you have to spend money on maintenance, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I can give you a dollar figure. 2 years ago, it might have been three, we bought a nearly 20-year-old rescue pumper, which has been a great vehicle for us, and that was $30,000.
And did you say, but it was 20 years old?
20 years old.
Wow. $30,000. And of course, you, like every other business, you have to have insurance on it and liability and all those associated costs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Insurance, in fact, is one of our biggest line items. We spent nearly $10,000 last year just on insurance.
And those heavy canvas type pants and jackets you often see firemen wear, they're expensive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the bunker gear that we wear, you know, the trousers and the jacket, just those by themselves is around $2,000.
Does the department buy that or do the individuals buy them?
No, the department buys
that. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
We have enough trouble getting recruits.
Currently, the Campbell Hill Volunteer Fire Department has 18 firefighters along with equipment that requires upkeep. And how many fire trucks does your department have?
We've got, six. Two engines, a tanker, a brush truck, and a rescue.
And the department is not limited by geography when duty calls.
Ava, the next town over, we have kind of a mutual response agreement. So, for instance, I mean, if you call for a first responder call, the appropriate department will go. Mm-hmm. But if we get a call for a structure fire, we're rolling, Ava's rolling. They tone us both out at the same time.
What is an average day like there at your fire department, and how is that different from before COVID-19, Ray?
I'm not sure I can really say it's different. I mean, we've changed some protocols. Our first responders are double gloving. We're wearing masks. We're limiting the number of people that go in, unless they're needed. So we're changing a few minor things, but you know, the day to day, it's really pretty much about the same.
Are there any other social distancing approved ways for you guys to raise money now?
We haven't come up with one. I mean, we might try to do a raffle, but that's always tied in with the picnic. You know, right now we're kind of at loggerheads trying to figure out what we need to do.
That's Ray Hunter, Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Campbell Hill Volunteer Fire Department, where he is also an active firefighter and first responder. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.